phrase "our Mancunian friends" is not one I hear very often on Merseyside.
We've got over the fact that they nicked all our trade when they built the Manchester Ship Canal now, Jeremy. We're prepared to move on from that. We've given them, you know, you play some of our greatest music. We've given the world that. So, you know, we're prepared to throw our lot in with them.
Thank you very much, Simon Hoban. Drive Time presenter on BBC Merseyside. Off we set again. We are going now to BBC Radio Manchester, to Alison Butterworth, who co-presents The Breakfast Show. Hi, Alison.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hop aboard.
It's good to hear that Liverpool can forgive us for an 1894 opening of the Manchester Ship Canal and move on just a little bit forward to the 21st century.
But interesting that Simon said, hang on, all this talk of trains, they're not even on the proposed network.
Look, let's forget about trains. Manchester, always been outward-looking, always collaborative. And before we go back to the heritage of Manchester, just a quote from one of the great music men that Manchester has given the Globe. Manchester's very own Stone Roses, Ian Brown, said Manchester has absolutely everything except a beach. I mean, we have given the world computers. We have given the world... I mean, look at Baby, the world's first computer, 1948.
Brilliant.
We have led the world in computer science since then. Music, the Hollies, the Bee Gees, Herman's Hermits, and Betters of the Barn, one of the oldest and most famous brass bands in the world.
The Bee Gees? No, one. I didn't think the Bee Gees were being claimed by Manchester.
Yes, of course. They left the Isle of Man, moved over to Manchester. We've had Oasis, the whole Manchester scene. Look at the sport with our teams, Jeremy, renowned across the world. World-class stadia, teams that have attracted overseas money to the tune of £350 million of economic benefits to Greater Manchester in the last year.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't mention the Smiths.
Yeah, we had the Smiths of the 90s, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, as an afterthought, you mentioned them now.
Well, you see, you know, they were more like late 80s. I'm a student of the 80s. I was never a fan of the Smiths. I'm willing to admit that. I was more your Oasis girl, Jeremy,
okay.
Living with the times.
The trouble here, Alison, is that you've mentioned all the reasons why Manchester is great, and of course we all agree, but maybe it's too great, because the other cities are saying, wait, Manchester is going to become like London and swallow us all.
Well, we have been a northern powerhouse for 250 years, but always outward-looking, always collaborative. I do have to mention, though, that Liverpool already pointing and cocking a snoop towards Manchester. I am proud to say that at least we are home to the football ground closest to the River Mersey.
Thank you very much, Alison. Alice, go on, say it.
Well, can I just end with a quote, Jeremy?
Yes.
And just quote the great Manchester man, Tony Wilson, record owner.
Oh, bless him.
Radio TV presenter, the late, great Tony Wilson. And he once said that there's a long-standing argument about which is Britain's second city. Manchester, of course, doesn't get involved. We'll just let London and Birmingham fight it out.
Thank you very much, Alison Butterworth, on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Manchester. All aboard! Where are we going now?